And this news update's being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In circuit court Monday, Kendall Lee Hunt was sentenced for a probation violation. Hunt had previously pleaded guilty to the violation on April 27th. Defense attorney Michael Murawski stated Hunt takes responsibility, citing mental health and substance use struggles, and noted Hunt's employment. The defense requested a 300-day jail sentence with work release. The court, however, noted Hunt's failure to pay fines and costs and 10 technical violations, including a significant incident in Tuscola County. Judge Pearl ruled Hunt unsuccessful on probation. The sentence is 325 days in county jail with credit for 147 days served, and all monetary obligations remain due. Hunt was ordered to report to the Huron County Jail May 1st at 7 p.m. to begin his sentence. He was informed of his right to legal counsel. In Huron County District Court for Judge Ferris, Wayne Allen Maurer faced charges of operating while intoxicated, his first offense. This misdemeanor carries potential penalties, including up to 93 days in jail and fines between $100 and $500, up to 360 hours community service, and possible vehicle immobilization or ignition interlock devices, along with Secretary of State sanctions. Maurer entered a plea of not guilty. Assisting prosecuting attorney Alexandra Pahani requests the people of the state of Michigan. Dallas Rooney represented Maurer for the arraignment, with Christopher Hunt appointed as counsel for the remainder of the case. A plea offer form and discovery are due by May 29th, and the plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 25th at 9:30 a.m., requiring Maurer's in-person presence. His interim bond was set at $3,500 with 10% posted. Maurer must meet with pretrial services and adhere to recommendations, which may involve random drug and alcohol testing. And Kayla Marie Sprague was arraigned Monday in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris on a misdemeanor charge of stray dog. She entered a plea of not guilty, and the offense carries penalties of up to 3 months in jail and or a fine from $10 to $100. Attorney Dallas Rooney represented Sprague for the arraignment, and Kyle Amara was appointed for the case for remainder. A plea offer and discovery deadline is May 29th, and the plea cutoff hearing is June 30th at 9:45 a.m. Sprague must attend in person. Bond was set at $1,000 personal recognizance, which means no upfront payment is required. Bond conditions include standard terms and proper containment of all animals under Sprague's control. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with a look at more news. Reports from Washington indicate that the administration is preparing a contingency military plan dubbed Operation Sledgehammer. This campaign would be activated if the current fragile ceasefire in the Middle East collapses, signaling a shift in tactical approach. Officials suggest the plan focuses on high-precision strikes to ensure the security of international shipping lanes. For now, the administration remains publicly committed to diplomatic channels while keeping these military options in reserve. State media in Lebanon reported that the Israeli strike targeted a vehicle on a major highway south of Beirut on Wednesday. The attack occurred in the Jai region, approximately 20 kilometers from the capital, despite an existing truce between Israel and Hezbollah. This follows two similar strikes that occurred earlier in the week, and the incident raises concerns about the stability of the ceasefire and the potential for renewed large-scale hostilities in the region. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.